My first thought when seeing the naked blonde riding my husband in our bed was, of course the selfish ass insisted she is on top. Never mind that those clearly artificial double Ds were bound to cause her slight frame serious back pain in a few years. He wasn't much for manual labor. Not old Kyle. His idea of getting a workout involved mowing the lawn or shoveling the driveway, which he never did well, and I was usually forced to go back over it to clean up the sloppy job. In some shadowy corner of my mind, I recognized that it probably wasn't normal to feel sympathy for the woman boinking your spouse. Then again, I'd known it was coming, just like Kyle was about to. I could tell by the way his face turned red and he bucked beneath her spastically. The hell with that. He hadn't respected me enough to keep his side dish on the side. Well, then he could just deal with blue balls. The bedroom door was open, so I strode in, doing my best to keep from snagging a heel in the filmy bits of lace that obviously didn't belong to me. Perhaps when I was 3, I could have fit that size. Then again, I might have had a Barbie once that could wear those skivvies. What was this woman even doing with Kyle? It seemed like a pertinent question, so I tapped her on the shoulder. You know, honey, you can do better. She screamed and scrambled off of him, about 2 seconds before Kyle was about to nut. I reached down and grabbed him by the balls and twisted. I'd boil my hand later. Or maybe chew it off. For his part, Kyle's groan turned to one of sheer agony.
Elise!
He gasped. Oh, you remember me? My tone was even, almost bored.
Who's this?
Blondie asked. His wife. I'd offer a handshake, but mine are busy at the moment. The woman's big green eyes went from me to Kyle, whose skin had flushed purple. His whole body shook.
You know it costs more for another girl, don't you?
Her accent was clear New Jersey. That combined with the fact that I had never seen her before, topped with her mention of cost, had me turning back to the worm in my bed. A prostitute, Kyle? Seriously? He made a gargling noise and I sank my nails in, just a little. My sister had told me Kyle was a bastard-coated bastard with bastard filling. I should have listened. You ought to leave. I nodded to the dental floss that passed for her undergarments.
Nuh-uh.
Blondie folded her arms over her implants.
Not till I get my scratch.
I sighed. How much?
400.
I raised a brow. Seriously? For what, 20 minutes of work? Considering how he performs, you would have time for a shower after. She reached for her bra, and I had a moment of envy when her breasts didn't alter an iota as she snapped it on.
I charge double for the uggos, plus there's the drive.
The gurgling sound Kyle made when Blondie called him an uggo was worth $400. My purse was downstairs in the hallway, but Kyle's Rolex was on the nightstand. With my left hand, I retrieved it and lobbed it to her. Keep it.
Do I look like a pawn shop to you?
Her words didn't fool me. I could see her assessing the watch and the gleam in her eye. The watch was worth a lot more than $400. It's the best you're gonna get. He's in no position to finish, so unless you want to wait around until he recovers. I smiled sweetly at the puce color of my husband's face. She pulled her micro mini up and then threw on a jacket.
I'm good.
I released Kyle the moment the front door shut behind her. He curled onto his side in the fetal position. Fitting, since he was such a big baby. I didn't say a word. Instead, I kicked off my heels and turned to the bathroom. I let the water run as hot as it could go, then used half a bottle of antibacterial soap. For the record, that was the last time I was touching that man's privates. The thought filled me with a giddy sort of relief. The signs had been there for months. Internet porn had been constant throughout the marriage and easy enough to ignore. But then the credit card charges had popped up. Sites that were clearly shell companies with BS names to protect privacy. Phone calls to numbers I didn't know. Him never going to bed at the same time as me.